Golden Star songs started, I think like a couple of them on the first EP, which came out last year, I started writing them around 2020. And the band just kind of came together from some of my really close friends. Chris and Zach and Nick are all just good friends of mine who I've been friends with for, you know, over a decade now. And then Meg joined the band a couple of years ago. We started dating a few years ago, and then we started working on music together, and she helped, you know, come up with some of the vocals and stuff, and I think added another dimension to the group.
I think the lyrics on both EPs have this kind of delicate sincerity to them. And when it comes to writing the lyrics for this last project, could you describe what drives or maybe inspires you when writing the lyrics? And perhaps if you could also describe the writing process for the lyrics on Chamber Music?
I think for the most part, I usually don't, or we usually don't go into it with like a specific idea of like, oh, I'm gonna write it about this thing or that thing. Like usually the music, the instrumental, like the guitars or whatever will come first, and then the lyrics sort of come after that. And after you come up with a few lines, you sort of make the rest of it make sense in the context of the first things you've written to a certain extent. But there's definitely themes that we've written around. On the first EP, like there's a song called Suture that's a much more sort of somewhat narrative-y, concrete sort of, it's about Meg jumping across a fence to get into this like fairground and ripping her hand open. Most of the songs, the lyrics are a little bit more like, I guess, vague or cryptic maybe. And they're more exploring, I guess, a certain atmosphere or a feeling. On Chamber Music, I think a lot of the songs sort of explore this idea of like maybe a domestic tension. Obviously, like there's like this melancholy atmosphere. I don't know. In Montreal, like the winter is so long that you're in your apartment so much of the time, and it can get a little dark sometimes. But so it's definitely playing on those themes, but.
Yeah, I find it so interesting how your locality and the weather can influence music so much and can kind of come through within like the emotional response to a certain song. Even just from a listener's perspective, when you're listening to a certain song and the setting in which you listen to it can really impact your experience of a song. And I think that your music creates a great deal of tension is how I described it, especially with the use of strings. And could you describe the process of how the instrumental sections are crafted and how the band works together to kind of develop this more unique sound?
Usually I'll start the song, come up with like the structure, and then either Chris Stewart or Jacob Sexsmith will play the drums on it, and then we'll have sometimes Zach or Nick like contribute some additional bass or guitar to it. So it's definitely a collaborative process, but usually I'm kind of coming up with the framework and then bringing in the others to help out with realizing the concept.
Yeah, I think with what's quite cool with listening to your music is that it has this real kind of stripped back flavor to it, which I think, like, I don't think it shies away from, like, you can just hear everything super clearly, which I really like, and I think it lends itself well, I guess, to the genre in which you guys play. And I guess following on from that, I think that your vocals, both yours and Meg's, have this lilting, almost wavering quality where the emotion kind of sits quite bare on top of the instrumental parts and kind of meld and bleed into them quite well. Could you describe the atmosphere of what it was like recording this time around? And do you think this has any bearing on kind of sound that ends up on the EP?
we're trying to do something very honest, I think. Like, for the most part, everything's just recorded at home, except for, like, the drums, but all the vocals were just recorded at home and in our apartment, and I think maybe that helps make it less of a performative thing, like, going to a studio and, like, performing the lyrics, and it's more just more of a natural expression or something like that. I think it's always tricky with the sort of delivery, because it's hard to know what your natural way of singing is. And of course, we all take a lot of inspiration from different singers. And so we definitely do a bit of like a whispery thing or a talky thing, which is probably borrowing from like artists like Elliott Smith, who we're both kind of obsessed with. I don't know. I think it can be really overdone where, like, there's certain artists who, like, they do the whispery thing, like, and it's just distracting, or it feels very contrived.